Phantom of the Opera by Gaston Leroux. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. The Opera Ghost. The Paris Opera House opened in the 1870s. It is an enormous building with hundreds of rooms, doors, and staircases. When the first managers of the Opera House, Monsieur Debienne and Monsieur Poligny, decided to retire, there was a special performance there. After the performance, everyone talked about the Opera Ghost. "Did you see him?" asked one of the dancers. "Yes," answered another dancer, very frightened. "He's very ugly." All the dancers started to talk about the ghost at the same time. They said he walked around the opera house like a shadow. He spoke to no one, and everyone was too frightened to speak to him. People knew he was there because accidents occurred. The dancers said that the ghost was like a skeleton. He had two black holes for eyes, and his skin was yellow. He had no nose, and he only had a few dark hairs on his head. Suddenly, everybody heard a noise on the other side of a wall. Then it stopped. One of the dancers went to the wall and asked in a trembling voice, "Who's there?" Nobody answered. The dancer opened a door and looked into the corridor. It was empty. There was silence. Then Meg Geary, another dancer, said, "My mother says that the ghost has a private box in the opera house. She looks after the box. Nobody except the ghost can sit in the box. But it's a secret. Don't tell anyone."